Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the News. I'm John Boucher with Gordon Chang. Newsweek, Gatestone on the Hill, at Gordon G. Chang. And we go to our colleague Steve Yates, who served as Deputy National Security Advisor during the Bush administration to Vice President Cheney, to comment on the breaking news from the Biden administration. Washington, Dateline. The Biden administration Monday publicly blamed hackers affiliated with China's main intelligence service for a far-reaching cyber attack on Microsoft email software this year. Part of a global effort to condemn Beijing's malicious cyber activities. In addition, 4 Chinese nationals, including 3 intelligence officers, were indicted over separate hacking activity. The U.S. government has, quote, high confidence, end quote, that hackers tied to the Ministry of State Security, or MSS, carried out the unusually indiscriminate hack of Microsoft Exchange server software that emerged in March. Steve, a very good evening to you. I believe the MSS is headquartered in Shanghai. We've known about the building, one building of theirs, for some years. What is the turn in the road do you see in the Biden administration being so adamant to blame them, to point fingers, despite the fact that we've long known that tracing to the bad actors can be difficult in the cyber world because there are lots of blinds and ways to disguise your origins? What is the significance that the Biden administration wants us to know this and wants Beijing to know we know? Good evening to you, Steve.
Well, good evening, John. There are a few layers of this that feel a bit like a dog bites man approach to the news, in the sense that it's been widely known and accepted reality that Chinese hackers, either employed directly by the Chinese government or as consultants or arms of the Chinese government, have been involved in some of the most aggressive data mining and system hacking efforts over recent decades. We have instances of the Office of Personnel Management and Budget that had data on American officials hacked and exposed many years back, to this more recent one. So in a sense, it's really newsworthy in the case of an early Biden administration that has not really given much contour to their China policy, leading out with something that is quite provocative, quite hostile to Americans, and it puts it right at par in the public discourse with the Russian attacks and the ransomware risk. So in a way, they have moved something into the urgent queue ahead of some of the other issues that they had been pushing in Congress.
Gordon, you have a question for Steve.
Steve, there are indications that the Biden administration believes that Chinese ransomware hackers are closer to the Ministry of State Security than Russian criminals are to the Russian government. That means we're dealing, of course, with state activity, not just criminals in China. And as you point out, that makes sense. Question is, what should the Biden administration now do to impose costs on China?
Well, I think there are a number of different levels that they need to move forward on. First, some of the recent reporting talks about casework that goes back to 2011. And so we're dealing with instant technology and moving of bad actors. We can't be waiting many, many years to somewhat belatedly consider whether we're going to sanction individuals. We're going to have a much more rapid response in government about this. Second, I think that we need to have a more proactive approach of making life hard and complicated for those who are attacking us. We can't have a purely defensive posture. It's been provocative to talk in those terms, and governments to a degree have had to pursue somewhat of these offensive actions. But when we have a steady pattern like we've had from the PLA on the hacking things. I remember this going back to my days in the Bush administration 20 years ago. We have been very, very slow to move against these organizations and people and make things complicated for them.
Puzzle, Gordon. The generality was that Russia hacks for cash and China hacks for plans, for systems. This presentation, including the remarks by the Secretary of State, Mr. Antony Blinken, suggests that China is no longer just for plans. They want cash. Does that make sense, Gordon? Have they made a shift, or is this like these guys are rogue operators and they're violating their understanding that they're supposed to be spies, not thieves?
The Chinese have been looking for money through cyber attacks from the get-go. Got to remember, John, that China has what's called the Great Firewall, which is the world's most sophisticated set of internet controls. They know exactly what's happening on every computer in China. And if they want you, if they're interested in you, they'll know every single keystroke you make. So the fact that you have these large organized gangs in China trying for various reasons to extract money from people in criminal ways, of course, the Chinese central government and the Communist Party knew about it, and they had to approve of it because they allowed it to continue. And in many cases, they were actually sharing in the proceeds of criminal activity.
Steve, a puzzle. Costs. You know, you make the adversary pay costs. That's just good geopolitics. I believe Napoleon Bonaparte followed the same course. What is a cost? The NSA, which we don't much talk about, has capabilities that are the match or equal to anything Russia or the gangs or China or the gangs have. Costs. What is holding us back to exact costs, given that they can no more be certain who launched the attack than we can?
Well, John, I think really the limitations have been on the U.S. policy side, not the technology side of this equation, because I do believe that our government agencies have remarkable capabilities to move very, very quickly, and like our military in general, can overcome almost any barrier if given clear backing to do so. And so I think it's been a policy decision to maintain more of a defensive footing, and because U.S.-China relations have been treated in an exceptional way, there has been a degree of impunity by bad actors coming from China that has to stop. And perhaps if the words recently delivered by Secretary Blinken are to be believed, we're at the beginning of that kind of a period.
Gordon, we have a couple of minutes.
Steve, what is remarkable about the statement from the Biden administration today is that it was in conjunction with statements from NATO and EU and a number of Western countries. Is that going to make a difference?
I'd like to believe it will make a difference. It at least reinforces an important principle that we've known and we've lived with for a long time. This is not the United States versus China. This is not a bipolar competition or kind of contest. It is China's Communist Party versus the free world. And so when we get more of the free world to wake up and push back and speak out at the very least about this, it breaks down this notion of China, the party that is protecting people against a century of national humiliation against the evil Americans. It just helps very much make clear that there are rules of the road that the world follows, and it's high time the Chinese people get their government to follow those rules too.
You set a fire to stop a fire. Is that something that is unacceptable in Washington, Steve? You have experience there. I just read about it.
It has been unacceptable for a very, very long time. But we have to think rationally about all the policies that have been tried in the past that have not bent this curve in the right direction. And so I think we have to be creative, and we have to allow for some things to be tried out to see if we can exact cost in a way that deters further action along these lines.
Can we guess that the Kremlin and the Forbidden City are working together, Steve?
I don't overestimate the amount of collaboration that they have. I see them as having a broader common purpose in keeping America on edge and divided among ourselves. But I don't think there's that much love lost between those two actors. I don't think they trust each other any more than they trust us.
Gordon, we have 30 seconds.
So, Steve, should we counter cyber attack back, turn off the lights in Beijing, for instance, or should we do something else?
Oh, I think that we should do at least as much as they've done to us, if not more. I think the old adage of if you just exchange proportionally, then you continue to run on that same treadmill. But if they recognize that they allow this to go forward with impunity, they pay disproportionate cost. My guess, as you suggest, is Beijing will know where the levers are to make it stop.
Stephen Yates, DCI Advisory CEO, International Advisory CEO, former National Security Deputy Security for the Bush Administration, Vice President Cheney, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.